From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. That, according to state media. Russian state media quoted him as telling Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the tasks assigned to the Defense Ministry in Syria have been fulfilled. A U.S. official says, though, that so far there's no indication Russian forces are getting ready to pull out of Syria. U.S. Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, began a new round of peace talks Monday in Geneva, warning that there is no alternative, no plan B, to negotiations.
As far as I know, the only plan B available is return to war, and to even worse war than we had so far.
Speaking before meeting with a delegation from the Syrian government, de Mistura said it is up to the people of Syria to decide their future, and the UN must help them. A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State group surrendered to Meshburga forces in northern Iraq. A picture of the suspect's Virginia driver's license identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Quais. He was captured Monday near the town of Sinjar. A Peshmerga official says the suspect told them his father was Palestinian. His parents said they had no idea he was in Iraq or that he had ties with extremist groups. Officials in Ivory Coast say 21 people were killed Sunday in an attack by jihadist militants on a beach resort. The country's interior minister says the dead include 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and the 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. A government spokesman says officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. The spokesman said heightened security is in place around hotels and restaurants. This is VOA News.